From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Nudge Nora and Gap Gus in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ren had a subtraction on her screen, 72 minus 38, and before she could even sigh, two characters popped up at once, each elbowing for room. "I've got this," said Nudge Nora, straightening her rubber-banded notebook. "No, no, this one's mine," said Gap Gus, unspooling a bit of tape measure. "It's practically begging for my trick." They looked at each other. Ren looked at both of them. "Are you two fighting over my homework?" she asked. "Friendly fighting," Nora said. "The best kind," Gus agreed. "Here's the thing, Ren. 38 is an awkward number to subtract. Nora and I both make it friendly, but we do it in totally different ways, and we each think our way is tidier." He grinned. "So let's race. Same problem. You watch who you like better."
Nora went first because she was already tapping at the air. "My way is called nudging," she said. 38 is so close to 40, so I nudge it up to 40. That's two extra I've borrowed. Now the problem is easy. 72 minus 40 is 32. She held up a finger. "But I borrowed two to get there, so I have to give it back. 32 plus 2 is 34. She closed her notebook with a soft snap. 72 minus 38 is 34. Two steps. Nudge one number, then give back exactly what you borrowed. Tidy, honest, done. Gus pretended to yawn. "Cute, but you had to remember a give back step. Watch how I never give anything back."
Gus laid his tape measure flat. "My way is called keeping the gap," he said. "I don't think of this as take away. I think of it as the distance from 38 up to 72. And here's the magic. If I slide both numbers up by the same amount, the distance between them doesn't change one bit." He nudged both ends of his tape. 38 wants to be 40, so I slide it up by 2. But I slide 72 up by 2 as well, to keep the gap the same. Now it's 74 minus 40. He sat back pleased. 74 minus 40 is 34. No borrowing, no give back. I just slid the whole problem onto friendlier ground. Ren stared at the two answers. "Wait," she said slowly, "you both got 34.
There was a short, surprised silence. Then both characters started laughing. "Of course we did," said Nora. "It's the same subtraction. There's only one right answer. We just took different roads to it."
"That's the part people miss," said Gus, reeling in his tape. "We act like rivals, but we're really doing the same thing, making an awkward problem friendly, without changing the answer. I keep the gap the same by sliding both. Nora keeps the answer the same by giving back. Different trick. Same promise. Make it easier. Change nothing that matters."
Ren looked back and forth between them. "So I don't have to pick the right one. I just pick whichever feels easier for this problem."
"Now you've really got it," Nora said warmly. "Some days my give back feels tidiest. Some days Gus's slide feels smoother. They're both true. They both work. The only mistake would be thinking there's just one road."
Gus nudged Nora's elbow. "She's only saying that because this time we tied."
Later, after Ren had gone and the screen dimmed, Nora snapped the band around her notebook and Gus clipped his tape to his belt, and the two old friends sat in comfortable quiet. "You know," Gus said, "for two people who argue this much, we agree on an awful lot."
"We agree on everything that matters," said Nora. "We just like the arguing."
And as Ren lay in bed that night, the day's math long since finished, she wasn't thinking about 34 at all. She was thinking how good it had felt to watch two friends do the very same thing two different ways, and how much lighter the whole world seemed, now that she knew being different from someone didn't have to mean one of you was wrong. Most of the time, she thought,
drifting off. It just meant there was more than one good road home.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nudge Nora and Gap Gus. Released under Creative Commons by NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.